Looks like it'll be a beautiful day for walking outside. So make sure you're comfortable and so I chose this topic sometime last fall when I was asked to come up with a title and description for the retreat. And it just seemed to me that in my own life, equanimity was a quality of mind that was serving me and that I wanted to deepen and develop. And it actually seems that it's relevant to most of us. We do live in challenging and uncertain times. And I think there is a way in which taking a day of practice is a tremendous gift to ourselves. We're not going to be turning on the radio or opening the newspaper or clicking to our preferred website for news. We're just here. We're just exploring this practice. We're nurturing these beautiful, wholesome qualities of mind and learning to meet our experience. And I think this takes tremendous courage, because there are so many ways that we avoid or distract or turn away or cover over what's happening both around us and within us. So it is truly a great gift we give ourselves and we give everyone with whom we come in contact in our lives, to nurture these beautiful, wholesome qualities of mind, like equanimity and mindfulness and loving kindness. So a deep bow to you already at the beginning of the day for choosing to come and for committing yourselves to this day of practice. So let's take our seat in meditation. And we'll sit for about 40 minutes. And please just let me know by a show of hands if you are quite new to practice, if this is quite new for you. Okay, so there will be a question and answer period following this first sitting. And please take care of yourself, and this is to everyone. And if you need to open your eyes, look around, do so. And if you need to stand because of aches or discomfort in the body, please do take care of yourselves. And also know that you are supported. And that is one of the remarkable aspects of coming together to practice. Truly, all these teachings are available to us in so many different forms. You could have chosen to spend the day at home, listening to a Dharma talk, sitting in silence, reading a book, but you chose to come, and so we've created this unique and temporary container of the retreat. So we offer to those who are new and to everyone the support of our steady resolve to be here. So let's just let our eyes gently close or focus on a place on the ground in front of us. And perhaps taking one or two deep breaths. And releasing your exhalation. And so we arrive. We've arrived in this place at this time. So you may want to reflect for a few moments on the supportive conditions that have allowed us each to be here. So there is this beautiful space offered as a gift to the community by the Goward family. And there is the volunteer-led organization who hosts these retreats. So many individuals, many whose names we may never know, who have dedicated their own time and energy to setting up all these non-residential retreats and to making the Dharma available in the most accessible way possible to members of the community. And then there are the teachings themselves, handed down through the centuries, through the millennia, from the time the Buddha first turned the wheel of Dharma and gave his first teaching, from the time he sent the monks and nuns forth to go and give teachings for the good of the many. So, innumerable conditions. And there are, of course, our own personal conditions that support us in being here. The intention that we set to deepen or explore this practice. Putting aside other commitments. Asking for the support of family members to care for our children or our elders. And then making our way here. So this vast number of conditions that have come to this unique moment in time. So we might begin the day with a clear intention. May my practice be of benefit to all beings. And it is wonderful to consider how a simple motivation, a simple intention, phrased in this way, can bring tremendous energy to our practice, both here on retreat and at home. May my practice of awareness and wisdom be of benefit to all beings, near and far. So we are settling into our sitting posture with the back erect. And yet there is this relaxed receptivity. This is the training of the mind and heart to be alert, awake, and yet receptive. This balance of attentiveness and relaxed receptivity. So see how you can establish that in your own mind. this quality of attentiveness, of mindfulness. And at the same time, this openness to whatever the moment brings. So you may want to begin by noticing your posture and where your body is making contact. This sense of solidity, firmness, pressure, warmth. Part of our initial arriving is to arrive into our embodied experience. And so to connect with these contact points quite deliberately, quite systematically. Sit bones. Hands resting on the legs. Feet making contact with the floor. So this training in arriving in our embodied experience of the moment, here we have the space and time to remember and to practice mindfulness of the body. And this will serve us in the busyness of our daily lives. Oh yes, mindfulness of the body, coming back to sensations of sitting or standing, of reaching, of turning or stepping. So just aware in this moment of our embodied experience. Initially, we feel pressure, warmth, textures, and as we observe, we may notice fluctuation of energy, tingling. Pulsing. And then out of this embodied awareness of the body sitting, we may notice the rise and fall accompanying the movement of the breath. So what is this rising, this falling? How can we trace the rhythm of inhalation and exhalation? Perhaps a feeling of expansion and contraction. There may also be a very subtle awareness of the in-breath as a flow of cool air passing over the nostrils. And then an exhalation, a very subtle warmth as the air passes out of the nostrils. Seeing if we can trace an entire cycle of in-breath and out-breath accompanying the rhythm of the breath with our awareness. Allowing the breath to do what it does, and simply being present for the rising, falling, the in-breath and out-breath. And in this way, continuing to train our awareness, training the mind and heart in this beautiful quality of remembering, sati, remembering to be here. So we begin in this way, steadying and stabilizing the attention on the body and the movement of the breath. But we also want to remember to acknowledge everything that arises in our experience. So for a brief moment, we may be called to pay attention to a sound. Or a sensation. There may be some thought appearing in the mind, a mood or emotion. So nothing is outside the field of awareness. So if it's possible, we can move from object to object, cultivating this attitude of interest, non-attachment, or it may be more skillful to simply pay attention and rest with the movement of the breath, coming back again and again, and developing stability of mind through this act of returning gently, steadily, persistently. as this first period of practice comes to a close, just take stock and notice already there is some momentum being developed, some continuity of mindfulness. Giving rise to a settling, a steadiness, a gatheredness in the mind. So may our practice be of benefit to all beings in all directions.